According to the Pew Research Center, 54% of people who say their job can be done from home want to continue working remotely even after the coronavirus pandemic. In the first of a two-part series, WXXI's Beth Adams introduces us to people who are taking advantage of their new career flexibility by relocating to Rochester.
Christopher Brooks and his wife, Duprina Godboldo, moved into their new apartment in New Rochelle, New York, last March, just as the city was declared one of the state's first COVID-19 hotspots. That same month, the Manhattan newsroom, where Brooks worked 5 days a week, was shut down. He hasn't been back to the building since.
My job doesn't foresee us coming back to our newsroom for most of 2021.
Like millions of others, Brooks soon learned he could do his job from home. He's a business reporter and editor for CBS News.
I really only need a laptop and a cell phone and some strong Wi-Fi to do what I do.
For the last year, a small corner of his 650-square-foot apartment has been Brooks' makeshift office. But he realized if he's going to be working remotely, he has flexibility.
I can do that in Westchester. Or I could do that in Rochester and pay cheaper rent and have cheaper cost of living all around. So might as well do it in Rochester.
Brooks and his wife signed a one-year lease for an apartment on East Avenue in Rochester. They're scheduled to move in March 1st. They're not newcomers to the area. Brooks used to work at the Democrat and Chronicle, and Godboldo is a graduate of Syracuse University. There are stories of other former Rochesterians returning recently, but area developers think the region is attractive enough to appeal to remote workers who don't have local ties.
Rochester is a big little city, and it has the cultural amenities of a large city, but it's got the conveniences of a smaller city.
That's Jim Costanza, president of Costanza Enterprises. His company, in partnership with Landers Management and Rob Sands, was chosen by the New York City-based co-living company Common to develop a remote work hub in Rochester. It's among five projects selected in a national competition to capitalize on the shift in the way people live and work in a world transformed by the pandemic. Peter Landers, co-founder of Landers Management, says the complex will occupy several buildings along the Genesee River between Broad and Main Streets, including the historic Aqueduct Building.
The designs that we're working on with Common will be unique and novel in the sense that they'll provide work-live environments within the apartments themselves, as well as a remote work hub on the campus.
The development will feature 115 apartments that will be leased for between $900 and $1,800 a month. They'll range in size from a 400-square-foot micro studio to apartments with shared suites, similar to student housing. The first phase of the project, which will include 65 units, co-working space, a wellness center, game rooms, and a rooftop terrace, is slated to be completed by the end of this year. The rest of the project is expected to be done by 2022. It's the kind of space that might attract someone like Philip Dietrich. He moved from New York City to Webster in September.
I'm 27. I'm originally from Iowa.
Last summer, he lost his job as a restaurant server. Then all three of his roommates told him they were moving out.
And so I kind of hit this point where I was like, oh, I don't think I can stay here anymore. Things just weren't viable. You know, I was not able to find work.
Dietrich, who was studying acting in New York, worked in local theater in Rochester when he lived here about 4 years ago. Now he's staying at his brother's place in Webster and just landed a new tech support job. He hopes to get his own apartment.
I'll tell you this, above New York City, at least here, I can, you know, look out my window and see some trees, see some nature. It's not all concrete jungle.
Dietrich thinks he might stay in the Rochester area for about a year. Christopher Brooks, on the other hand, wants to save money to buy a house, and the longer he can stay in Rochester, the better.
Ideally, I love for this to be a long-term thing, but like if the job comes calling back, you know, I gotta go.
For WXXI News, I'm Beth Adams.
Some recent Rochester transplants are hoping to make their move more permanent. We'll hear from them tomorrow in the next report. The abrupt shift to remote work during the coronavirus pandemic was forced on millions of people, but for many, it's also a newfound freedom. If a laptop and an internet connection are all they need to do their jobs, they're no longer tied to one place. As WXXI's Beth Adams reports, some COVID transplants have decided Rochester is where they want to be.
Local real estate agent Mark Seawick says he recently worked with buyers from Brooklyn, Atlanta, Miami, and Chicago.
All of whom were looking for a smaller city where they could take the income that they were generating in these larger cities and work remotely here in Rochester, still derive the same annual income, but reduce significantly their annual cost of living.
Seawick says he's had conversations with prospective buyers who have about $1 million to spend on a new home. When he tells them how much of a home they can get in Monroe County for half that price,
they're astounded.
Lower prices were a selling point for Pittsford natives Rachel and David Burke when they moved back from Brooklyn last March. But it wasn't the main reason for their move. Last spring, COVID-19 infection rates were soaring in New York City. Rachel was pregnant, and she was worried about getting to medical appointments and giving birth in a hospital. The Burks were also anxious about going outside with their 2-year-old son, Owen. Even playgrounds were shut down in New York.
And here we had the backyard. And my husband and I had always thought about coming back here for like the longer term, but that was, you know, a few years down the line. So this really just kind of accelerated our timeline.
After living with her parents for the past 10 months, they're getting ready to move into their new Pittsford home in March. None of this would be possible if they weren't able to work from home. Rachel works for a software technology company. David owns a business recruiting and consulting firm. She has also become an unofficial ambassador for Rochester.
We're like trying to convince friends to move here.
Kate Beal, another Pittsford native, did not need to be sold on the region.
My family and I, we are really focused on the silver linings. And for us, the silver lining has been this opportunity we've been afforded to take advantage of the virtual work space that we're in, to be close to family, to prioritize our health and safety.
Last March, Beal and her husband Douglas and their 2 sons moved from Washington, D.C. to Rochester. Kate works at a global pharmaceutical trade association, and Douglas is a foreign policy expert at a Denver-based law firm. He grew up in D.C., but Kate says her husband is impressed by what Rochester has to offer.
He's really enjoying the new YMCA, spending time teaching our children how to swim, ride their bikes. He's actually very excited about this winter of learning how to ski.
The Rochester region is well positioned to capitalize on the way the pandemic has changed the way people work, according to Joseph Stefko. He is president and CEO of ROC 2025, an economic development alliance.
People, especially in some of those bigger, high-cost, dense metros, are reassessing their location. And maybe what drove a decision, a location decision, you know, months or years ago are no longer the operative variable. So we think that there's a very real opportunity for Greater Rochester to be able to leverage this.
ROC 2025 is getting ready to launch the second phase of its multimedia marketing campaign. Stefko says the goal is to amplify the region's assets.
The quality of life, the cost effectiveness of our region, and frankly, the ability to move, the ability to spread out that you really don't have in a lot of those larger, dense, high-cost metros.
He says it makes sense to target that message to remote workers who have flexibility in where they live. Rachel Burke couldn't agree more.
There is such a great case to be made for people to move here. And I think this is our forever home.
For WXXI News, I'm Beth Adams.